Welcome to the Breakthrough Podcast. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. Let me just show you where I'm at. I'm at the Pivot. I'm out in the community, everybody. We're here today to do an entrepreneurship bootcamp. So you'll hear from some of the Pivot personnel or team or staff, as well as hopefully some of the participants who are in the entrepreneurship bootcamp. So stay tuned. All right, welcome back. As I said, you're going to have a number of people from Pivot. I know, you know, the sun is out here today, you know, so I look a little bit faded, but nonetheless, it's all about the information. So we have here Anthony Patton, right? Mm-hmm. Look at me, Anthony Patton. You know, I've been known at now, this is what, a couple of years now. Yeah, a couple of years. Yes. We're still at the Pivot organization, and just let the audience know, you know, what you do here at Pivot and how you're helping those individuals who were formerly incarcerated.
Absolutely. So my name is Anthony Patton, again, the workforce development manager here at Pivot. And what I get the joy of doing is assisting ladies that are returning citizens with finding employment, not only finding employment, but also finding a why for employment. Mm-hmm. And just connecting them with resources throughout the city. So even when our work with Rod, it has been beneficial in offering a different type of opportunity so that people can become self-sufficient. If they do have things that may be a larger hurdle than some partners may be willing to, you know, work with. So
absolutely. So I guess we should have started off with this. I mean, we've had the founder and CEO of Pivot on here before, Veronica, but just give us an idea of what is Pivot. Yes. Tell us more about Pivot.
So Pivot is a 9-week workforce development program where we focus on professional development, wellness. So we work with the whole body and also workforce development. What we do is we help women who have been impacted by the criminal justice system. So, even if you haven't served time, if you've ever been arrested, we still work with women. There's a lot of opportunities in the city for men and, that come home, but there's not a lot of opportunities that is women centric, women focused. So what we do here is unique. I'm the only man here. Unless Omar comes.
Exactly. So,
you know, it's women focused, and you know, we just take great joy in trying to shape women's lives because we understand what women are to, especially in the Black community. It's essential for if women get it, most of the time it's gonna allow men to be exposed to it. And you know, they for the most part they're doing a lot of managing the household. So just trying to give them some opportunities to enhance themselves and enhance our community as well.
Absolutely. So why are you interested in this work?
Man, if somebody would have asked me or somebody would have told me years ago I was going to be working with women,
yeah,
I would have been like, you crazy. I mean, honestly, when the opportunity came forth, I was a little hesitant initially because I was like, you know, like, why would I work for an all-women program?
Yeah.
But honestly, what I've been able to achieve, especially with my colleagues here, is a different perspective, being around women and listening to some of their concerns and just being able to address them. And I think even being here, it's just allowed me even more to, like, take care of Black women. And protect Black women and be a buffer for them.
Yeah.
So I think it's been enriching in that kind of way. Yeah, and I just think the work that we do here, I just believe in it. I see the fruit of it.
Absolutely.
So it just makes it easy to continue, you know, doing it.
Absolutely. So we got involved, I believe it was last year. Well, maybe the year.
It might have been the year.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, actually it was. So it's 3 years. So tell us about, you know, how Pivot and Rod at Morgan State University, you know, what's been your experience with this? You know, what outcomes or impact have you seen?
I think the opportunity that Rod provides for our ladies is, first of all, I think it's it's out of the norm.
Yeah.
Other workforce programs. Mm-hmm. One thing about Pivot that I think is our special sauce is that we allow people to have opportunities.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like you come here and you're going to all be doing this one outcome.
Yeah.
And because we allow like the plethora of outcomes, when Ride comes, it's another one of those opportunities for people to have another choice.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is give people the tools in their tool bank. So what I've seen happen, especially like with the pitch competitions and things like that, I think it really motivates people.
Yeah.
I think the information that they receive in boot camp is something that helps them create a strategy for an idea that they may have just had. They may have walked in with an idea, but I think the information that you're able to provide for them, it helps to enhance that and allow them to walk out with something like, maybe I really can do this.
Yeah.
And then the resources and the ongoing support, I think is just, I think it's phenomenal what you all are doing.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you, man. I enjoy the I'm gonna say the partnership, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, so looking forward to much more.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother.
All right. All right. So we're gonna pause this and we'll come back with someone else in a few minutes, y'all. All right. So we're playing this game called the numbers game. You have all these numbers 1 through 88, and you have to go around and circle each number. Starting with 1, then you go to 2, all the way to 88. You do the same? All right. So we normally give people 30 seconds, but you know, my colleague decided to do less than 4. All right. Yeah. All right.
I didn't know if it was 50 or 30.
Yes.
10 seconds.
9, 8. 6.
Oh, don't
Time. So since we're doing a little different, how many people have more than 30? Taking a piece of paper, and we fold it. We fold it in the fold. All right, so now, let me change that. Everybody look at me. Now hold this. All right, here you go. 1, there's 2 over there. There's 3, there's 4, there's 5. So you all get it?
Yeah.
All right. One of the circles. One of the circles will be staying in process. Just like we did before, but I'm showing you a better way. 1, 2, all right, y'all get it? We'll give you 30 seconds. Yeah, so all ready? Go. All right, so before you all didn't have all of it. They're telling on the podcast, everybody. All right, everybody, put your pants down.
So the purpose of this, we call it the numbers game. The purpose is not misinterpreting these numbers. Oftentimes, people start a business. And when they start their business, they do just like you all did the first time. You just
go all over here. The place.
Yeah, you go on this, trying to figure out where to go. You're trying to figure out where the numbers are, where the customer's coming from.
Right?
The money game.
Right? The money
game. Yeah. But then when I folded it up, I showed you a better way. I provided you with some resources. And that's what we're here today. We're going to actually talk about this resources. But I want to help you with the resources so that you can, even not be part of it, you know, work with somebody else, we're getting you an entrepreneurial mindset. That's what
this
is all about. That's what this game is all about.
All right. So I do want to stop this down. All right. All right, y'all. We are back. Boy, they're a lively crowd in there. They were shushing me, but it's all good. You know, they needed to concentrate on the assignment that they had. All right. So now we have Kina.
Yeah.
Moody. And Kina, tell everybody what you do here at Pivot.
I am the career coach here at Pivot. So I work with the lady doing any job readiness, preparedness with Mr. Anthony. And I also was a previous alumni here. So,
look at that. So that's good. So you're the second one that I met who was an alum, but now are working here at Pivot. All right. So did you take that program?
Yes, I did.
When did you do the
program? Well, I did it when I was here, you guys weren't here yet, but I did it last school, ladies.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. With Jasmine and Tamara. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So good. So tell me about your experience then when you were a participant.
It was awesome. I got to tell you, I'm not really... I've done a couple things with business, but I don't think I'm in that lane really much, but I did learn a lot from the workshop.
Yeah.
Even with the number thing that you guys did, it changed my whole perception about things and how to look at things. Yeah. But you guys gave a lot of information, as well as the ladies when hardships that women had building businesses and things like that. Yeah. So it opened my brain to brainstorm and think about building a business when it comes to mind, when I think of what I want to do, because I sold seafood boils and things like that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
So that opened up a lot of opportunities for people as well. So.
Yeah. All right. Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I would let them know. Well, one of them is in there helping me out. Well, we're working together. She's not helping me out. We're working together. All right. So tell us your role here as a personal success coach. What is that?
No, I'm a career coach.
Career coach.
Yeah. So I work with Anthony in the workforce development. And I do one-on-ones with the ladies. So right now we're doing working on resumes. We have a resource of tomorrow. So we're trying to get those done.
Yeah.
So just a lot of interview skills. Working on resumes, and then we do those one-on-ones to go deeper to figure out what these ladies truly desire for a career-wise, or whether that's training or anything like that.
Yeah.
So we try to go deeper in those one-on-ones to really, we don't want you to just get a job. We want you to truly choose for yourself for what you truly desire.
I like that. You know, it's just like in entrepreneurship. They said, if you're not passionate, I say it too. If you're not passionate about what you're looking to do, then it's not going to go far. Right. But when you put that passion in, it's almost like you could do it for free. Not that we want people to do it for free. You want to, you know, earn a living from it as well. All right. So, you know, what are some success stories? Can you talk to us about some success stories?
Just getting the ladies into trainings and getting them to get their GED and things like that. We have a couple ladies, about four ladies getting their GEDs, and
that's good.
Alumni, she just got her GED. So just even if it's just getting your foot in the door, just seeing yourself, how these ladies progress over time, even with myself, I wasn't in this position. I was somewhere else, and I'm happy to be here.
Good.
And just like you said, being passionate, this is my lifestyle. This doesn't feel like work here. This is the everyday thing for me, and I've also been in this position. So just getting to know the ladies over and over again, hearing their stories, it just helps me grow as well. So
yeah,
Which, I really enjoy working here.
I love it. So what, you know, I have a mantra called, I say improve and progress all the time. Do you have something like that?
No, not
yet. What keeps you motivated?
What I learned from here, choosing for myself and setting my own boundaries for myself. So
tell me more about that.
That was the main thing, just having a whole bunch of labels and expectations on myself.
Yeah.
And just always focusing on what other people expected of me and just having a hard time saying no.
Oh.
So that's what helped me grow and get where I am today now, because I had a hard time doing that. So I'm happy that I'm still growing, but I'm happy that I've gotten to a place where I'm choosing for myself.
Teach me to say no.
Okay.
Because that's one of the challenges that I have too.
Saying no.
I want to be able to help everybody. But sometimes I have to say, you know, no, or not right now, or here's a different resource.
Right.
Is that some of the strategies that you use as well, or are there different strategies?
Yes, just holding yourself accountable.
Yeah.
And just not being so hard on yourself as well. So just always hold yourself accountable for things that you need to do. Even with like helping your mental health and things like that. So
I love that. You know, mental health is, you know, it's something that came out. Well, it's been around.
It's been
around. It just didn't come out. It's been around. Mm-hmm. You know, and as an entrepreneur and entrepreneurs, you know, it's always like, man, we're not taking care of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm seeing a lot of entrepreneurs are saying, you know, I need to take a step back.
Yeah.
Because it's overwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. You know, are you seeing that with some of the clients that you have?
All the time. Like I said, we're doing these resumes. So some ladies, we have to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Or just getting the verbiage correct and trying to figure out how to put these things on paper.
Yeah.
You know, some ladies lack things, some ladies don't, but it's all the process. So, and it is stressful, but I do enjoy working here and I enjoy seeing the outcomes. So.
Absolutely. So for those individuals who are tuned in now and they're looking to, it's just for women, you know, formerly incarcerated women, how can they reach out to Pivot to see if they can be part of this wonderful organization?
So we do have some outreach events. Okay. We also have a Pivot program website. It's pivotinc.org. And then we're holding interviews right now as well. So if you can go onto the website and sign up that way, ladies can join that way as well. So we do interviews and we do intake and we ask you questions if you're open to being vulnerable, because this is not only just workforce development, it's personal development as well.
I love it.
So,
Any final thoughts?
I don't know. I'm grateful for you guys being here. I've also went to the EDEC event at Morgan with Anthony.
Yes.
So that was a good presentation too. So I saw some of those as well. So I just appreciate that you are here and allowing these ladies to have these type of opportunities.
All right. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, everybody. We're going to be right back right after this. We are back. We just did the class, the entrepreneurship boot camp for the Pivot organization. And now we have a winner. You know, as part of the RIDE entrepreneurship boot camp, we have a pitch competition. So our winner, India, right?
Yes.
That's interesting, because last time we did a Pivot, we had another India.
Mm-hmm.
So India, first of all, tell me your thoughts about the entrepreneurial bootcamp.
I think it was very, very fun. I learned a lot. It opened my eyes to different ways to pitch my brand. It really gave me more inspiration to redo my brand.
Yeah.
Because I let it go. So I really want to get back into it now. Because of y'all today.
All right. So talk about what your brand is.
So my brand is basically, it's called The Yummy Brand. Basically, it's for thicker women. I had problems with being called fat and can never find the right clothing for my size. Every time I go somewhere, I'm always dressing misfitting. My clothes are never fitting because the store has never carried thick woman clothes or nice thick woman clothing. So I tried to make my own brand for thick women only, basically. So it, I wasn't selling to smaller women, even though smaller women were buying, I guess, to support. But most women, they come to me and they like how I dress. And it's just me throwing anything together to make me look not misfitting. Yeah. I don't like that misfitting look. So I want all us thick women to be nice and professional and sexy at the same time.
All right. And so what made you think about this particular brand?
Basically, it came from middle school. I was bullied, basically, into people keep calling me fat.
Yeah.
And I never looked dressed, and my clothes always was too small. Yeah. Or I just, maybe the bully thing did that. It gave me more confidence than it took from me.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, you know, I commend you on one, being in the class, but also getting up there to pitch. You know, it's sometimes a challenge to, you know, pitching your idea in front of people. And I commend you on that. Any final thoughts you want to add? How can people reach out to you to buy your, because you're doing this now.
Yes.
So how can people reach out to you?
I have an Instagram. Yep. It's yummy4life, spelled YUMMY, the number 4. And the word life, LIFE.
All right. Any final thoughts?
Nope.
All right, y'all. This has been great. You know, I said to you all, we're going to do something different with the podcast. So we're out in the community. We've done some workshops. Don't forget, coming in August the 19th is, or it's the 20th. August the 20th is our annual conference. So please, please, please go onto the website, edacmorgan.com. You'll learn more about what we're doing there. And our Instagram is RideSmallBiz. So those are the things that we're doing now. Look forward to some upcoming podcasts. And don't forget, we have past episodes you can find on the website. And we also have Ride University. So for those individuals who are looking for additional resources to help them, when I say resources, classes and training and information, you can go into Ride University to find that. So that's it. Until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
Peace.
This is Books Not Production.